Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning. How are you?
Morning, Neil. Nice to be in again.
Thanks for your time this morning. Now, we've talked about interest rates from the point of view of investors, especially the fact that money in cash accounts and fixed deposits is earning almost nothing at the moment. But what about from the point of view of borrowers? Sounds like they should be rushing out to borrow as much as they can with these very low rates on offer at the moment.
Well, yes, I wouldn't put it quite like that, Neil. It does depend on what you're borrowing for, of course. But the interest rates on many types of loan are as cheap as they've ever been.
Not on credit cards, of course. They're still charging people 20% interest. Lots of other interest rates have come way down, but certainly not credit cards.
Well, yes, that's right. The margin on their rates over, say, home loans must be at record levels, I reckon. They definitely should be lower. There is some chance they may reduce a bit, though, in the future, because there's fierce competition from the buy now, pay later companies. They're taking a lot of business away from credit card companies, actually.
Yeah, certainly wouldn't hold my breath, but at least car loans, personal loans are generally much cheaper than they used to be. Let's talk home loans now. They affect so many people and their household budgets. Are home loan rates going to go lower or are they going to go up again soon? There's been quite a bit of speculation about rates rising.
Just about all the economic commentators agree that rates will rise, but they don't agree when that will happen or how large the rises will be. Those are the key questions. The recent big increase in residential property prices means loans to buy a typical home are now much larger too. So even a small increase in rates will cause a jump in loan repayments, and a large rate rise could see many people default.
So what are the early indicators of future interest rate rises that we should be looking out for?
The first indication of things to come happened in early July, before the latest COVID outbreak in Sydney. The Reserve Bank announced it would soon start cutting back its current measures to boost liquidity in the fixed interest markets. Now, this is an early indicator of what's called a tightening cycle. However, the Sydney lockdown will slow down the strong economic and business recovery that we've been experiencing, so the RBA will probably have to postpone that action for a little longer. But it does show that they are thinking about reducing the money supply, and the next step further down the track after that is to raise rates.
Okay, I think most home loans, variable or fixed, would be in the 2% to 3% range at the moment, wouldn't they? What do you think is the better option, variable or fixed?
The Reserve Bank says it will increase interest rates when inflation increases, and that'll happen when unemployment gets so low that there are labour shortages, and that results in wage demands and pay rises. Now, the RBA says it expects that to happen in 2024. Economists and financial analysts aren't convinced. Forward-looking financial markets are pricing in a rise in 2023, and some economists even think it could be as little as 18 months away before we see rates going up. So if variable rates are, say, 2.5% to 2.75% now, and fixed rates are about the same or even slightly lower, it would make sense to lock in a fixed rate now, I think. 3 years at, say, 2.4% looks pretty attractive. 5 years at maybe 2.9%, that looks quite good too. A fixed rate gives peace of mind that rates can't jump and catch you out, so long as there's no chance that you're going to be selling the home, of course. Penalties apply if you do.
Now, the banks don't just follow the RBA cash rate, do they? They talk about other influences when they don't want to pass on the full RBA rate cuts.
The rates that banks charge on home loans are not governed solely by the RBA cash rate. The cost of funds to them is critical. They're borrowing the money from somewhere. And of the money that the banks lend out, about half is borrowed in the wholesale money markets. If the cost of that borrowing rises, then lending rates must go up. Also, banks are always looking for ways to boost profits, of course. Increasing the margin between borrowing and lending rates is an option. And, of course, after they sell off their wealth management businesses, as recommended by the Bahrain Royal Commission, their money-making options will reduce too.
And customers complain when bank fees rise. Of course, a little bit extra on the rate rise would probably create more income and less bad press for the banks.
True. We don't know when rates will rise, Neil, but they will, and rates have already increased slightly in recent months. So I think now is a good time to lock in a fixed rate. You can do that under 3%, which is pretty attractive, and that applies to existing borrowers too, not just to those taking out new loans now.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Neil.
And Russell Timm is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.